from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hour number 4 of the G-Bag Nation. It's time for some football's finest. What did Jerry have to say on the fields there in Oxnard about CeeDee Lamb? Could Ja'Marr Chase and his contract have anything to do with maybe the final leaves that need to fall? And who's your X factor for the Dallas Cowboys coming into this season? 877-881-1053. Zach Wolchuk hanging out with Brian Broaddus, who's still out there in Oxnard. He'll be flying back tomorrow. We got Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman, of course, running your video on Twitch and on YouTube. We appreciate you rocking with us on a Tolo Tuesday. Turn it on, leave it on. Hopefully Gavin Dawson feeling better. Send him some well wishes as he is out sick. And Eric Chiafal will be back with us tomorrow. Took a couple of days off to hang out with the families. He's got some family that is in town, but the show never stops. Cowboys did make a move. They released cornerback Sheldrick Redwine today. Yeah. Couple of other notes from Jerry on the practice field. Brian, you asked me earlier when it came to the defensive line, do you think they're done there? Jerry said, we're probably not through there. That is a quote from John Machota. Also was asked about what he's excited about from training camp. He said pointedly, I'm excited about our offensive line. I'm excited about the individual players. I'm excited about the depth. I'm excited about the youth there. And that leads me to the X factor for the Dallas Cowboys. The name that was given from Bleacher Report was Tyler Guyton. And I would tend to agree, Brian. I think Tyler Guyton, and you can even throw in my guy Cooper Beebe. And if those two players can hit, and I know it's risky, and you think, my gosh, two rookies starting on the offensive line, yeah, that could spell disaster at times, but it could also make this offensive line so much better than it was a year ago, and all of a sudden, that could mean a very different type of season than we thought just a month or so ago.
I think they're going to be better at center. I think that Cooper Beebe over Tyler Biadasz, and I know Tyler Biadasz was a Pro Bowl type of a player here. Dallas wasn't going to spend the money to keep him. I think there were some limitations he had as far as his athletic ability, maybe a little bit with his strength. They'll be better at center. The things with Tyler Guyton that we're going to have to keep an eye on is his hands. His hands, the way that he, when you sit down and watch him play, if anybody's had the opportunity to do so, and you want his hands tend to go, when he engages, it's a headbutt, and then his hands tend to go wide. And you'll see, I mean, there's several clips that I pulled out that he, you know, if he's going to play wide and then have to try and reset, that could be a little bit of a problem for him. That's, you know, he's got to figure out, because that's the thing that Verse gave him difficulty with in the other day. Mm-hmm. When he just placed his hands and Verse knocked his hands aside and then was able to attack him with his hands being away. He's got to do a better job of getting his hands inside, because what he tries to do is He tries to headbutt you, grab you, then reset his hands. And he's such a good athlete that his feet, even when he's off balance a little bit, his feet recover. His body recovers. He's got flexibility in his body and his ability to make those types of moves. But he is going to he's got it. And I know they're trying to work with him out here on it. I guarantee you that Duke Manyweather is working with him, you know, or talking to him or seeing it. You know, maybe Duke's getting the film and he's looking and hands inside. You know, we talk about with Mozzie, hands inside. But that's the biggest thing. If you wanted to say, tell me something about Guyton that you're nervous about. It's not the lack of experience or anything like that or athletic, none of that. His hand placement can be really off. And I hope it's something that they continue to try and work with him on, because he can't win outside. Yeah. He's got to win inside.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you can also, you put yourself in position. A lot of holding calls can come that way. You get outside the pads.
He did. It's funny. He got a holding call in the Rams scrimmage where Verse took him down inside and he got a holding for dumping Verse that almost ended up in the back of the legs of Zach Martin. There was a couple of times where they took him down inside and you could see him kind of ride and then hands up. So he knew, like, okay, if I carry this guy down inside, this official behind me is going to throw a flag. And there were a couple different times where he was able to back off that. And, you know, that's just good awareness on his part. But just keep an eye, fans. Keep an eye on his. And because, like I say, he can make something really bad good by the way he sits, just because of his athletic ability.
Jerry also talking about the CD extension. We're in good shape there. We're having good talks. Now,
CD ain't going to miss any games.
I don't think so either. You know, I think that this thing is going to get ironed out, and he'll be there, you know, for week one against Cleveland. Yeah. Now, one player that, and we haven't heard anything about CD maybe sitting out. We're starting to hear something about another big-time receiver. And I know Jerry talked about the leaves need to fall. Well, it seems like most of them have. We'll wait. We know Brandon Ayuk's out there. We'll see what happens with that. The other one's Jamar Chase. Chase has been quietly doing a little holding in with the Cincinnati Bengals. Maybe it's not so quiet now, because we had Adam Schefter, who was giving an update on NFL Live, and this thing could get bad for the Bengals.
I think right now this is the one that to me remains the most mysterious, because unlike Brandon Ayuk and C.D. Lamb, Jamar Chase has 2 years left on his contract, not one, like those other players. And we've already heard the Bengals president, Mike Brown, come out and say that he would prefer to wait to do this deal. Now, I think Cincinnati still will push to get this deal done. But from my understanding, there hasn't been a whole lot of progress. And if there's not a whole lot of progress, you wonder what's next. Now, Chad Ochocinco, the former Bengals great wide receiver, said over the weekend he thinks the two sides will figure out a deal this week. But he also added that if the two sides can't get a deal done, he does not believe that Jamar Chase will step foot on a football field again until he has a new contract. And I think there are other people around the league who feel the same way about that particular situation that I think has flown a little bit under the radar.
Wow.
Man. Your willingness to miss game checks, and especially in CD's situation, that's $1 million a week. You know, we've seen Le'Veon Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Refresh me on Le'Veon Bell. Did he leave about $16 million on the holding out 1 year?
Oh, yeah. Once he went to the Jets, he ended up getting a deal that wasn't even as good as the Steelers had originally offered.
Exactly. Dallas is testing CD's resolve. If he's willing to sit out and he misses games and it's costing him $1 million a game, and that's just his salary, folks. That's not fines and all that other stuff. His contract is right at $18 million. So if he's willing to just, you talk about me and Bobby being dug in. If you're missing,
that's
if you're missing $1 million a week, that is serious commitment right there.
Well, and it's, I mean, look, for CD's case, I'm more of an argument even. Ja'Marr Chase has 2 years left on his deal. And, look, you got your buddy in Joe Burrow who's back. I mean, look, I think the Bengals, they're my pick to win the Super Bowl this year. Joe Burrow's going to get one eventually. I think he's just too damn good not to. This is probably the year that it's their best chance to do it now because T. Higgins might be gone. He wants a contract, too. Next thing you know, Ja'Marr Chase starts missing games. Oh, no. I don't think that's happening. I mean, that's wild to me, but CD,
they're
also,
the Kansas City killers is who they are.
They are.
Cincinnati, they've got Kansas City kind
they're
of
a legit threat to the Chiefs. They're the one team you look at and you're like, yeah, they can beat them because they've done it. They've proven it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Okay, top five quarterbacks. We're talking about that. I think Burrow's two behind Mahomes. We can all argue about our top fives, top tens. Where's Dak Prescott?
Number three.
Stephen A. Smith was asking Brady and Manning these questions. So we've got top five current quarterbacks dueling with two of the all-time greats, maybe the two best ever. Here's Peyton Manning explaining his top five quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks need to be coached hard, and Andy Reid coaches Patrick Mahomes hard, and that's good for Patrick. That's bad for NFL defenses, right? So
that's number one. That's
Patrick Mahomes number one. I got Rangers are so hard. I mean, you get in so much trouble. You get mad about that. I'm a big fan of Joe Burrow. Right? I'm glad to see him. I'm glad to see him back healthy. Right? I like the way he carries himself. I like his demeanor out there. He doesn't sweat. He doesn't flinch. Right? He's just kind of calm and cool the whole time. This Justin Herbert is as talented as anybody. He can throw it a mile. He can throw it a mile. Harbaugh, you know, like I said, the Broncos division is going to be tough. I mean, Lamar Jackson does things that just don't seem possible with the football in his hand. He makes throws, he runs, and he's smart about, you know, he protects himself too, right? I mean, look, I never could run, so I never had that problem, right? But, you know, the thing we were talking about earlier, quarterbacks, you know, that like to run, you still got to find a way to get out of bounds or get down and be there on the next play, right? If you get hurt, I mean, look, defenses, if the quarterback, you know, gets hurt, they're probably going to win that game. Right. So I love the way Lamar carries himself. I think he'll have a great year this year.
One more?
I mean, this is like I said, Josh Allen. Josh Allen is tough. I saw him this summer. I mean, he is so motivated to bring a championship to Buffalo.
Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Herbert, Lamar, and Josh Allen. Manning's top fives.
You know what? I would this is going to sound crazy, foolish. I think I would have, you know, and it coming off an injury, when you look at Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
You know, I don't know how you can keep Aaron Rodgers, and I know he's an older quarterback, but the things that he does with his ability to move in the pocket, his ability to read you, the ability to break you down, the ability to make that little touch pass, sling it sidearm, shovel it forward. You know, the injury is something you have to really worry about, because I saw Dan Marino's career, a great quarterback with Dan Marino, when he blew out his Achilles and he never was the same quarterback. But you're seeing clips of Aaron Rodgers at practice and stuff, and he's still doing that goofy where he kind of just woo, woo, woo. He's like he's playing catch with a baseball.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of just throwing it sidearm, and he's throwing it underhand.
Yeah.
Throwing it overhand. He's kind of looking one way and throwing it another. I think this is, if you start to talk about potential comeback players of the year, I think Aaron Rodgers is in this mix.
I don't think it would surprise anybody, and it's funny that you say Rodgers, because Brady did his top five at the Fanatics Fest over the weekend, and essentially four out of the five are the same, minus Herbert.
Yeah.
Herbert is not in Brady's. He's got Mahomes. He's got Allen at two. Manning had him at five.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson at three. Manning had him at four. Joe Burrow is four. Manning had him at two. And then Aaron Rodgers was Brady's fifth.
Yeah. I just kind of feel like the one that I might have the most trouble with is Lamar Jackson. And maybe it's from the throwing aspect. When you start to think about the quarterbacks, he is such a weapon, though. Gosh.
He's so
tough to prepare for it, but then you get him in a playoff situation and people have kind of figured him out. And then he has to make throws, and you know, it hasn't been as good. He is an MVP all the way. And you watch regular season and you're like, man, this guy is amazing. And then you get in the playoffs and you're like, this does not even look like the same guy. So Herbert is, I'll tell you what, Herbert, we've talked about Herbert for a long time. But there ain't been a lot of winning with this guy.
No, Justin Herbert just needs to go out and do it. Like, we know he's got the talent. We know the athletic gifts that he's got. He can run. His arm is one of the strongest in the entire NFL.
I don't know if that's a blame on him. I don't know if that's a blame on him or the coaches.
I think it's a combination of the two.
Every year it seems like he has a new coordinator.
But now there's not really any – it is. But now there's not really any excuse because you've got a guy in Harbaugh that has won with multiple different quarterbacks. He's won everywhere he's gone, and he's a good game manager. Yeah. And so Brandon Staley would gamble and would take a bunch of risks and maybe put Herbert in bad situations
and
if he wanted to use that excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
Harbaugh's not going to do that. So maybe this is. Maybe this is finally the year that Justin Herbert lives up to the expectation of that top five category. The other one's Trevor Lawrence, right? Lawrence is the other one that's got all the athleticism. We thought he was going to come in and be a top five kind of guy. 2 years ago, he was living up to that. They win a playoff game. They beat Justin Herbert and the Chargers. Doug Peterson and Lawrence, this is a big year for them as well in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right, let's... talk Ian Rappaport next, shall we? Rap Sheet was on this morning with Sean and RJ giving his 2 cents on the CeeDee Lamb conversation. And then it's the Expressway LA Live kicking off a little bit earlier than usual today as well. That's next in the G-Bag.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nation. Yeah, baby, let's hit the expressway, brought to you by the on-time experts and the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Ian Rappaport, Rap Sheet, on this morning with Sean and RJ, giving us some good insight on Dak, CD, some of the contract stuff, and then we're just minutes away from LA Live here on the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk hanging out with Brian Broaddus and you are turning on Leave It On listeners. We'll have Jared Sandler, of course, coming up at the top of the hour as well. Get you set for Rangers and Pirates. But let's get right into Ian Rappaport here and what he had to say. Let's start with cut three. What exactly are the holdups when it comes to CD and Dak?
I would say let's start with CD. I don't think there's a disagreement on how much he's worth. I think there's a essential understanding of he is an excellent receiver and probably will get paid as the second highest receiver in the NFL. I think they're okay there. Now, there's a lot of other parts of the deal. There's the guaranteed money, which is incredibly important. There's the length of the deal, which I don't, you know, I think they're, you know, sort of okay there, whatever it ends up being. But I think the other issue is, you know, you have Brandon Ayuk, who's a very good receiver, laying out there. If Brandon Ayuk gets $32 million, let's say from the 49ers, which I don't think he's going to get, but let's just say, then that probably changes what CD is going to ask for. So I think the holdup on CD, if that's what you want to call it, is that the landscape is not fully formed yet. Like, because, you know, if the 49ers go, all right, forget it, we're just going to trade him, and Brandon Ayuk gets something unforeseen, and CD already took a deal, like, that's not good for him. So I think the interrelating receiver deals probably affect everything. As far as Dak goes, I just think they haven't gotten there yet. You know, like, they've made some proposals. It sounds like they were good faith and not, you know, not offensive, like, not embarrassing. Like, no one's insulted. They just haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to get there when it comes to Dak. The CD thing's interesting. You know, I mean, the Ayuk deal, I think you've kind of had the reports of the number that was offered, which was $32 million to Ayuk that the Steelers reportedly were willing to go to. I think Jordan Schultz had an update about the 49ers reportedly had some good conversations with him today. And then we've got the Ja'Marr Chase stuff, which we just talked about, hanging out there. Now, I don't think the Bengals are going to do a Chase deal until next year. Now, maybe Ja'Marr Chase is really dug in to, you know, the report from Schefter and Ocho Cinco saying he's willing to miss games. We don't believe CD is willing to miss games, but if he's waiting on those other dominoes to fall, and as Jerry's articulated to us, the leaves, are those the last ones left? Maybe CD does end up week one, deal's not done, and he's got to decide, do I really just want to miss game checks and be away from my team? Because you know he's a hell of a competitor.
Yeah, listen, the thing with the Bengals, the Bengals will surprise you with deals. I know they didn't get T. Higgins done. I didn't know they didn't get that one done. Chase might be a whole different story. The Bengals will surprise you. You feel like they're like a broke, family-run team, and then all of a sudden they find a way to get deals done. You know, so it wouldn't put me past to even think of that maybe they could get something done with Chase. You know, Mike Brown is a little bit of a guy that, you know, if he says he wants to wait on that one, they'll wait. But I just think, because I was hearing things, you know, Willie and Lucius, I was hearing things that the number was agreed on with Lamb. That they were comfortable with the number. They were comfortable. The structure was the problem. How you know, Ian kind of told you that in a way that, you know, how they, the years and stuff like that was the problem. But that they were comfortable. That's, and I heard that probably a week ago, maybe 10 days ago. When we were talking and we were kind of kicking this stuff around. So I think things have changed. If they said he turned down 33, if that's true, well, that kind of blows what I heard out of the water. But man, I would just find it hard to believe that he would turn down. I know that guy in Minnesota is a firm 35.
He's 35. 33 makes him number two. That's the second highest paid receiver.
And you know what?
At least for now.
If Dallas is offering 33, if I'm them, I hold. I just hold. You know,
I think Chase is getting at least 33.
I agree with you on that. I think 33 with all that the Cowboys have to do cap wise or signing wise, I think 33 is a damn good deal for CeeDee Lamb.
Okay,
if you looked at me personally, I think I'd take Chase over him. I think I would take Jefferson over him.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's not many I would take over CD, but the two that we're talking about, I think I would take those two over him.
And especially if you're the Bengals, you know, you're pairing Burrow and Chase together. I mean, that's an outstanding duo that you've seen. Like, it's a championship pedigree, what they've got together. The one last thing before we throw things to LA Live that I wanted to get to, and we've talked about this. Does Jerry cost himself money by waiting so late to finally get these extensions done?
I don't think it's a stupid notion. I think it's a good question. I talk about it, maybe not as much as you guys, but I talk about it plenty publicly. It's more of a philosophical thing for the Cowboys than anything else. And I think, you know, look, when you do deals early, you can get great deals for the team. Like, I think the Eagles got a really good deal with Devontae Smith. I think they really got a really good deal with Jordan Mailata both times. Doing early deals on your own players can really, really benefit you. Does not always help. The Eagles did an early deal for Josh Sweat, and then I thought they might cut him or trade him this year, and eventually he accepted a pay cut. Like, it doesn't always work out. And I think what the Cowboys want to do is, one, minimize the amount of dead money they have, which is basically money that they cannot spend, money that they are taxed on, charged with, but they cannot spend. And I think if they wait, it maybe helps them minimize the amount of dead money because you have more information and you're more sure. I also think that when you wait a little bit longer, might it cost you some dollars? Probably, definitely. But you're also doing deals that are probably more fair to your very good players. And so it creates less angst in the locker room and your players hate you less. I don't know if it's certainly not something everybody would do, but at least I think the reasoning is okay.
It's a good point.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
it's a good point. I mean, you're getting the top deals. You really are. So, I mean, if you're worried about your players hating you and problems in the locker room, he actually – that's a very good point.
Yeah, it's a great counter. It is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, it is time now for a little earlier edition of LA Live, presented by Lucius Alexander.
Uh-oh. What happened here?
Yeah. Hey, man, I was looking up at the TV, looking at CBS, and they were previewing some of the food items that would be at the Cowboys games.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I seen like a pizza burger-looking situation.
Yeah, bro, like two mini pizzas, two personal pan pizzas with some meat in the middle.
Wow.
Yeah, like some burger meat in the middle. I just seen that. I'm pretty sure we'll hear more about that soon.
Okay, wait, let me ask you a question real quick, Lucius, before you get going on your LA Live. The pizzas, I assume they were used as the bun, right?
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay, were the pizzas both upright? Upright, like you, like the topping, was it like topping pizza, the topping of the pizza, and then on top of the bun, on top of another pizza topping, or is it?
You've got that right so far. I don't know what the bottom looks like, but the top was definitely exposed when you can see the top of the pizza instead of flipping it upside down, you know?
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
What was that thing? Wooly Bully, were you with me when Derek Holland made?
Derek Holland got Zalat pizza.
He used
those as the buns for the burgers.
Jeez.
It was pretty damn delicious.
Was it good?
It was pretty damn delicious, man.
No doubt about it, bro.
It was fantastic.
He handed me that thing, and I looked at it. I took two bites. I said, bro, this is amazing.
Okay, the pizza burger, 16-ounce burger with pepperoni pizzas for buns, sandwiched inside is an Angus beef patty, lettuce, tomato, marinara sauce, and melted mozzarella.
That looks crazy.
I think I can recreate this.
I think I can. Absolutely incredible.
That looks crazy. Yeah, that's some new items on the way. I've seen that.
Woo!
Wow, that looks crazy.
$30.
All right, let's get into a talk. Yeah, for sure. For sure. And then the drinks are going to be another $30 on top of it. Yeah.
Especially that tequila you drink. That'll be about $100.
Class Azul. I would
never. Oh, no. Hey, I got Scott, real quick, Lucius. I'm sorry. Scott Agolnik, who is the PR guy out here, is like you. Really knows his tequila. Really knows his tequila. He and I got in a conversation over here about it. I am amazed of, like, he was rattling off all the tequilas. There's some high-end stuff you guys
it
drink.
It sure is.
There is some seriously high-end stuff you drink.
It sure is. Some good stuff out there. I wouldn't even
really
mix
good
it with
stuff.
Anything. I wouldn't even make margaritas out of it or nothing.
That's what he said. You
just
don't mix
ice
this.
Yeah. With a whole lot of limes.
Yeah, don't mix it. He said, you don't have to. It's too good. You
it's
don't have to mix it.
Too good, man.
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
I like to ring that little bing, bing, bing. Yeah. At the bar. If you know, you know. All right, let's get into a Toxic Tuesday right after the great Rick James, yo.
Hey, it'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
She said one thing that got me. She said Kamala has one big advantage. She's a very beautiful woman. She's a beautiful woman. So I decided to go back and reread the clause. I'm not saying he's in, but I say that I am much better looking than her. I think I'm much better. I'm a better looking person than Kamala.
My man.
That man is, yo, we're living in some wild, wild times, people. Yeah. Than Kamala. I'm surprised Kamala. He said her name right this time.
He has trouble with it
I'm
sometimes.
Surprised. Yeah. Speaking of Kamala, have you Googled her sister before? Look
no.
at her sister? I'm just saying.
You got me on it now.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm being respectful. I'm being a grown man about it. You know what I'm saying? Just, mm-hmm. you know. Hey, you want another little funny political joke?
Yeah.
I saw a homeless guy the other day, and he asked me for change. I was like, oh, man. God damn, that is so sad. That is so sad. This homeless guy thinks I'm Obama?
Nope.
I mean, man, that's sad.
What an awful joke.
Ooh, that's a, that one bombed. That did not land.
Is there any Cowboy fans in the house tonight?
Yeah.
Anybody celebrating a birthday?
Yes. Is his sister's name Maya?
Yeah, I guess.
Maya Harris?
Yeah. Is that the one?
She is a highly educated person.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Cal Berkeley, Stanford.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Highly yeah. educated.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. Yeah. All right, this is LA Live for Tuesday, August 20th, 2024. It is a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their No Bill Guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your Kissable Journey starts today. I wanted to do this yesterday, but I did not have the time. R.I.P. to the great Phil Donahue.
Whoa, you know, I saw clips, Lucius. I couldn't figure out what happened.
The great Phil Donahue, he transitioned at the age of 88.
Oh, good yeah. run.
Good.
I'd say a good run.
Good run. Great run.
I think he's one of the better interviewers that I've ever seen.
Of all time.
Okay, Howard Stern, I think, is one of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Howard Phil would Donahue, go in weird places.
He goes in weird places.
He would go in weird places.
Phil had a way of working the crowd.
Yes.
As he'd walk through the crowd and he'd get the question. Yes. And then he would take, maybe the question might be jacked up, and he would make the question something different that would then project. Like, okay, well, think about it this way.
Yeah.
I thought he was really, really, really good.
Very educated. He would read the books of the people that he would interview.
Yeah.
He was always on top of things. Yes, he is the originator. Chef's kiss to his interviewing style. Chef's kiss. He truly understood the significance of the studio audience there, Broadus, like you were bringing up.
Yeah.
Really did. One of the first people to ever bring the audience into the program like that. True legend and pioneer, Mr. Phil Donahue. Oprah even took a lot of her style from Phil Donahue. A lot of people stole from Phil Donahue. A lot of people out here doing interview shows, they're Phil Donahue's kids.
Yeah. Yeah. He had like that silver hair, a lot of silver hair back. You know,
great head of hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, great head of hair. But he did, man. He knew how to command the room, the audience, and he knew how to keep the guests involved, too. And I see what you did there, Lucius. That's,
yeah, all
that
the talk
good.
Shows we
you
see know, today now.
Everybody, right? Yeah,
everybody.
Yeah,
everybody.
And he would talk to you if you're controversial, if you had a awful opinion, just a hot opinion, whatever. He would sit down and talk to you about it. He would even push back on your opinion. Yeah. You know, if he felt that it was wrong, he would push back on it. He would correct somebody, even if he, you know, they're above him in stature or whatever.
Didn't care.
He did not care. He would push back. One of the originators, let's leave it to Phil Donahue, tell his story.
And when I took over this show, they had the tickets out for the audience. So they let the audience come in and watch me interview Madeline Marie O'Hare. Yeah. And I realized during the commercials that these people in the audience were asking better questions than I was.
Yeah.
So about the third or fourth show, I honestly forget which one, I jumped out of the thing and went out of the audience with a, and it saved us. There would have been no Donahue show without that studio audience.
Changed game.
We put the cameras behind the audience and moved the audience up close. First time that had ever been done. Audiences had generally been regarded as nuisances by local television stations. This would be a nice place to work if we didn't have to have these people coming in here all the time. They have ropes. They have to stand behind the ropes. People get officious. I've seen it a million times. The last thing you want, and the airwaves belong to the people.
Yep.
Our radical idea was called democracy. We gave everybody a chance to actually speak on the airwaves that they owned in the first place. Huge, huge revolutionary idea that the rest of the industry was very reluctant to sign on to. They just thought it was no desk, no couch, no band, no comic. Mm-hmm. Who's going to watch this? They were right. We didn't have a desk and a couch. I didn't have a comic that laughed at all my jokes. I didn't have music and stars. We had issues.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Issues that the viewers cared about.
Yep. Yeah, man, he was good.
Yeah, he was great, man. One of the greatest. Here's Dog was by his side.
Oh,
as
really?
He transitioned. Yeah, he had his old mutt with him. Yeah. The old boy.
Loyal to the end.
Yeah.
How about reading the room, though? Kind of thinking like, you know what? We need to bring these people in. You know, if we're going to save this thing, we've got to do something.
Yeah,
sometimes you could just let it run the course, and then, you know, we never know who Phil Donahue is.
Yeah.
And now he's like, you know what? Maybe let's try this.
Yeah, he's looking at his cue cards like, who the hell wrote down these dumbass questions?
Yeah,
this fool behind me with this afro is killing it with the questions. Yeah. Sir, come here, stand up. Can you ask? Go ahead and say what you got to say. Yeah.
Stand up.
To the KKK member. Go ahead and say what you got to say to the KKK member.
That was you talking about.
Go ahead.
You're not lying. You are not lying. David Duke and those guys.
Yeah, he would have them all on.
Oh, yeah. He'd have all those guys on. Yeah.
Geraldo would too. But it seemed like Geraldo never learned from his shows.
No.
He would always start back at zero when it comes to the conversation with another guy. It was so weird to me.
The thing that got Geraldo, and he made a comeback when the OJ trial came around. The thing that got Geraldo was he did that whole big bit about Al Capone's safe.
Yeah.
And he made it a big deal. And they found maybe 50 cents and some bottle caps and some, you know, it was kind of, and that
the payoff
killed
wasn't there.
It killed him. I mean, he went in there thinking, like, I'm about to do something really big here. And it flopped so bad. And people just said, you're a hack, you know. But he did. He made a comeback with that group at CNN with Jerry Spence and Greta Van Susteren and those guys. I remember him on that OJ trial in 94 quite a bit.
Yeah. They made fun of him with that vault situation, but it did put him on the map at the same time. This guy?
Yeah, what's he doing?
Yeah. Phil Donahue, didn't his wife, he was always, Marlo or something?
Marlo Thomas, That Girl, the show in the 70s.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're familiar with St. Jude's Children's Hospital, Danny Thomas was a famous actor in the 50s and 60s. His daughter was Marlo Thomas, and she now keeps that alive.
Yeah, she's in all the St. Jude commercials.
She's St. Jude's. That's her family started that, and that was Phil Donahue's wife.
I flat out seen like a clip. Maybe it was their first time meeting or whatever.
Yeah.
But she was talking to that man like she was just throwing it at him.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't know who you're with or what ladies in your life, but whoever that is, she is a lucky gal. Because you are amazing to me, sir.
You're mine now.
Yeah, and they're married. Yeah.
He realized he could not do better. He's like, whoa, wait, what?
Beautiful woman and hella rich, clearly.
Yes, yeah.
All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 2:30. Hold on.
Hey.
The baseball kid from the Mets. Congratulations.
Yeah. No. Brought us stand up. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. And you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. I'm almost finished getting through everything in Instagram, but boy, you keep throwing things at me every time I think it's done. Every time I look up, there's another bing, bing message. So I'll get through there. Yes, our winner right here is our very own Brian Broadus of the G-Bag Nation. NFL scout. Man played for LSU. Long snapper. Yeah. Hell of a guy, too. Amazing cook.
Thank you,
very
sir.
Good.
But right here, he's trolling Sean Sharif of the morning show with a Sean Sharif voice to Sean Sharif's face.
I was thinking you two need to fight more on these shows.
No, I was hoping the
two
fight
was... idiots going at it. I was not hoping, very strong.
I was hoping the fight was worse. It wasn't that
bad. Yeah, exactly.
Bad.
You were hoping that you'd have to talk to me and go, hey, I'm thinking about posting this. What do you think? What do you think? No, I'm thinking about for the ratings here.
Yeah.
If you and Bobby would like, if you met with each other and like hit each other in the face, that would be better. I'm cooking a brisket. What do you think?
Oh,
I'm using my thermopin and some foil.
Set this over for G-Bag of the day.
I'm making a boat out of the foil. Carry the. I'm making beef tallow while I'm doing it.
Wow!
I'm use the beef tallow from some beef stroganoff I'm thinking about later. Who you liking at quarterback, Bartos? I hate everybody you like anyway.
Yeah. Yeah,
sometimes you're a little bitch when it comes to this stuff.
Wait a minute. Whose laugh was that there at the end? Was that Sean?
That was Sean.
Hold on, Phil. Hold on, hold on.
Bobby was in there.
Hold on.
Anyway. Sometimes you're a little bitch when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, that's Sean.
That's Sean. That's Sean.
You made a squeal.
That's how Sean laughs.
Oh, my Lord.
Jane Slater got involved. Jane could stir it up now too, and she sent a message, and then Sean sent back the face of like the FU face to Jane about what she was saying. So yeah,
she ought to send him back them laughing emojis then.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Cackling. Yeah. He was cackling.
He's cackling like a little gal.
He was cackling.
All right, colonoscopy. You got a colonoscopy yet, there, sir?
I've never had one.
Had one myself.
You've had one, Broadus.
I have. And please, if you're to that age, don't miss it.
What age should I be paying attention to the colonoscopies? Am I already there, being a man of a certain age?
50 years old, Lucius. 50.
Okay. 50. Okay. Okay. Time.
50. Yeah.
That's not the holding cough situation, right?
No. That's they make you drink this liquid, and they completely, Lucius, you'll love it because you're drinking, and you'll feel like light as a feather.
Because
they'll clean you out, and you'll be like, oh, God, I feel great.
Why do we got to wait till 50 for this?
Yeah,
I love feeling empty, bro.
It makes you feel empty. They take you in there. They put you under, and then you wake up, and the doctor says everything's cool, and then you go on. You're like, it makes you feel so much better that because that colon cancer thing, that's no joke.
No, that's
a real taking
thing.
Dudes and ladies out. You know, so if you're to that age, please don't skip that. You know, you can skip a dental appointment maybe, but don't skip this one if you have the opportunity.
No, that's real talk right there from Big Broad. It's real talk, really.
Yeah.
So do they use like, what is it, a camera or is it?
Yeah, they do. It's a camera. Like I say, Lucius, do they ask you to count to 10 and you get to about 7 and then you're out and then you wake up but they've used a probe.
Okay.
To and then, you know, they kind of go around and figure it out. And
you felt nothing though.
Absolutely zero.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you, because I'm taking to Florida. Let's go to Tampa Bay.
No. Something. This guy felt it.
Man, a Tampa Bay doctor couldn't hear the screams of his patient during the colonoscopy.
No,
oh my
no,
God.
No.
Scream.
No.
My man was screaming low. Oh, pull it out. It all happened because the doctor wasn't wearing his hearing aids.
Oh no.
Got an old doctor, had the hearing aids on, just wearing a guy out. Now, was he could not see the guy twitching and screaming? It's kind of weird.
They got you on your side. They got you on your side with a camera. You know? I mean, the anesthesiologist probably says, go. He's out. Go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Well, apparently everybody else in the room was trying to get the doctor's attention too.
Oh,
hey, man, the dude is screaming.
No.
Yeah, you're wearing him out. There's a few dudes, in fact. He's not the only person he's done this to. I think.
No. Yeah.
He's been wearing out a lot of dudes. This isn't his first victim.
This is not his first victim, Kimfo.
Oh my gosh.
Let's go to Fox 13, Tampa Bay, Florida. Stand up for the report.
Tampa doctor in some serious trouble after what should have been a routine procedure turned into a frightening ordeal for a patient. The patient woke up screaming during a colonoscopy.
Oh my God.
God,
jeez, bro. No. What?
No.
And the doctor didn't realize what was going on because the reports say that he didn't have his hearing aids in.
Fail.
According to the report, Prasad was performing colonoscopies on...
Bro, I'm going to fight you, bro, when we get out of here. We're throwing hands. I don't care about probations
and
whatnot.
That's a lawsuit.
I'm throwing hands.
Two patients in June 2023. The report claims Prasad wasn't wearing his hearing aids at the time. As a result, the patient who wasn't fully sedated when the procedure began started yelling, but Prasad couldn't...
Wait, you about to do surgery? Colonoscopies? You don't have your hearing aids in? You know you're supposed to have this?
And everyone else should know that he needs his hearing aids. This should be a check. You know, you go like phone, wallet, keys. Where are the hearing aids?
Oh, this has got me just so sick.
It's got me scared.
Yeah, I'm
How
sorry.
Can this guy go out here with no hearing aid? Let's keep going.
Hear him, according to the report. The complaint goes on to say the surgical team couldn't communicate with Prasad either. And finally, the doctor is accused of allowing an unlicensed surgical tech to perform part of the procedures, including inserting the colonoscopy scope.
Oh!
Here, you do it. Oops, sorry, wrong in. And put this juice on it next time. You didn't put the juice on it.
The Florida Board of Medicine placed Prasad on probation last week. He can no longer conduct solo procedures until he's cleared by a state-approved supervising doctor.
He's not coming back. You can't let him come back.
That's malpractice, man.
You can't let him come back.
It's a firing.
Yes.
Yeah. And think about those poor guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like they felt that, bro.
To me, I was nervous.
There's no date, no nothing. You know, no flowers.
It was the easiest, one of the easiest procedures I've ever gone through. And now here's somebody that had a terrifying procedure.
That's, I mean, first of all, somebody that's unlicensed doing the insertion.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, how about that? Mm. But like Brada says, do get a colonoscopy, I guess.
Please do.
I hope there's other ways to do it.
Yeah.
I'm doing a background check on this doctor before
I think. Yeah, you got to, you know, you got to do your checks, but... Still, I mean, that doctor...
How do you do
doctor,
your checks? Other than what? Google comments?
I'll tell you what, Lucius, when you're ready for one, I got the guy.
You got a doctor for a good recommendation?
I got a recommendation.
We need help.
Yeah, this guy, as soon as you count the 7, that doctor, you'll be like 10, 9, and then you're out. And then they go to work. Yeah.
Oh, no,
I woke up and I was laying in the recovery room and the doctor walked in and goes... How you doing? I'm like, hey, I guess great. He goes, what kind of news? He goes, you're all fine, clean, see you in 5 years, kind of a thing. I went, whoa. That makes you feel better when, you know, they say there's no polyps or any of that kind of stuff that can give you problems.
Clean bill of health, man. Ooh, feels good sometimes to hear it.
Yeah, but, boy, I feel terrified for that poor guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's changed.
Totally, that's awful.
They are changed.
Yeah.
They got to, join some type of club now or something to talk about their traumatic experience that they had at the doctor's office.
Mm. Yeah, a big lawsuit about to happen there. Get ready.
Let's see what else we got. Now, hey, if you're going to Florida, another Florida story.
Oh, crap. I'm going next.
What's going on with Florida?
Just adding to the stress, Lucius.
What has always been going on with Florida, bro?
That's good. That's a good point. That's a good point. 90% of your stories. Florida, man. Florida woman. Florida, man.
Florida boaters right here reel in pounds of cocaine during a fishing trip. This happened again right here, people.
What is going on?
What is going on in Florida? They discovered a package containing 56 pounds of cocaine while fishing near Panther Key between Marco Island and Everglades City.
Ooh.
56 pounds of cocaine.
Okay, Lucius, let me ask the question once again.
No.
No way, huh? You're not getting that on the street?
No, no, no.
Nah, I mean, if it was some money in there, I'd grab the money and dip. But I'm not taking the cocaine. And I seen that in the comments, too, of this story. People were like, man, I'll take that cocaine on the street. I'll flip it. No, I was like, no, you're not, dude. You're going to get your head chopped off.
Can we
They're going to chop your head off for your cocaine. Huh? Do what?
Can we take part of it? Can we?
What are you going to do with it? I mean, personal?
Maybe.
Okay, personal, I get it.
You can get away with personal use.
Yeah, you can get away with personal use if you want to take yourself.
You're trying to resell that, man?
You're going to get murdered.
No one's finding out.
Yeah. Okay, if you take part of it, say you just take a pound of it. Or, you know.
Yeah, for a personal stash?
Yeah.
Maybe I wouldn't, you know, tell you to do this, but probably sell it to buddies or something like that. Yeah. Somebody you know.
Hey, keep it in your shirt.
But once you step into the game and you say you have 56 pounds of cocaine, they're going to chop your head off.
They're coming after you.
They're coming after you, brother. They're going to take your cocaine.
So you're down there in the Everglades. They're probably going to throw you into the Everglades with those alligators.
100%.
You're getting eaten.
You're not going to make it.
Yeah. They're getting the colonoscopy.
You're getting the colonoscopy. Hey, Doc! Turn the damn hearing, Doc!
They're bringing that doctor in.
Doc, ow! Dr. Proby.
Man, is your hand stuck when you're getting the colonoscopy? Because I would have been swatting my hand back there, Doc.
No, man, if he wasn't asleep, I think you'd be... You got to be moving, though, right?
You'd be wiggling around like a fish.
You lay on your back, and then they put you on your side. And so then, they put you on your side, and I would think that the guy was going to be moving around.
Right.
That's what I...
And then you got all the other people in there, man. I think the doc might... This might be his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might see you squirm and move.
Oh, there's going to be a movie about this? Probe 2.
Yeah, this might be his thing.
A crazy doctor in
Florida. Some folks going to hear about it, though.
Like that dude in The Boys. This is his. He's got that basement downstairs.
Some people might like it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you need a colonoscopy. I got the guy just for you.
Doc, I came in here for my knee, though.
Well, what do I think about your knee?
Yeah. Deputies recovered the bundle, found 25 individually wrapped kilograms of cocaine.
I got the keys.
Had a street value of $625,000, y'all. Oof. Yeah, don't touch it.
Not worth it, then, right? Not worth it.
Not
worth it. Chopped off.
All right.
Let's see what else I got.
Cowards.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch it, bro. Leave that alone.
You're right.
Oh, your boy. I was talking about him. Seahawks rookie Byron Murphy from DeSoto.
Yes, DeSoto.
Hook him.
Looks like he might be a victim of an extortion attempt.
No.
Yeah.
Manti Te'o.
This wasn't a girlfriend.
It wasn't a girlfriend.
Okay.
He was accused by a trans OnlyFans model. I don't know why they put trans right there to tell us that part. He was accused by a trans OnlyFans model of owing her $15,000 over a night they spent together. Murphy's manager says he released a statement, says this is an extortion attempt. From a text conversation that began and ended online. It began and ended online. So maybe my man thought he had a fish.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like, I'm
out of here. Yeah, something doesn't feel right about this.
I'm backing out. Yeah. He had no contact with the person, and this is a blackmail scheme, apparently.
Okay, but if there was contact, pay and move on. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Dude, you're a professional athlete. You know, if there was no pictures taken or anything like that, you're into that kind of stuff, pay and move on. Don't cause problems.
Yeah, that's the name of the game.
Yeah, don't cause problems.
Pay and move.
It's when you don't pay that problems cause. Just pay and move on.
Yeah, like that dude that, he played for Denver or something? He tried to dip out that hotel?
Yeah, she ran him down.
She was right behind him. She ran him down.
Yeah.
That's a new hawk, too.
Pay and move on.
She hawked him down.
Should have gotten a 40 time on her.
She hawked him down, bucket naked.
New record.
Yeah.
Bucket naked.
Good tackle. Good form tackle.
Yeah, I mean, she was on point. She was on point. And before I get out here on this Toxic Tuesday, let's go to the Jim and Sam show on Sirius XM.
Ooh, Jim and Sam.
Channel 103, Faction Talk. Comedian Jim Norton. He was a part of the Opie and Anthony show when that show existed. Opie and Anthony got kicked off of radio because they had like a radio stunt where there was a couple that did a little Mason Whoopi.
Yes.
Well, Mason Whoopi in the chapel.
Yeah.
Made Whoopi in the chapel, got themselves in trouble. Anyways, Jim Norton gives some love to our late Kelly from here in DFW, from the Pugs and Kelly show. Remember I brought this up?
You did.
R.I.P. to Kelly. We love her. But when I heard this, I said maybe some of the fans of Kelly, Pugs and Kelly, would want to hear Jim say bye to her. So here you go, fans.
No, I did learn about a death last night, which I was going to mention this morning. I didn't mention it, which did make me very sad. Kelly from Pugs and Kelly. I don't think you knew those guys, but
I don't think so.
They were in a Dallas show. They were on in the morning before Russ Martin. I think they were like the 10 to 2 spot. But they, when we were kicked off Opie and Anthony, I would do their show a lot when I was in Dallas, and they had a tremendous following. It would always bring like all these people to the show. It was like the happening show.
Yeah.
And they were very, very good friends when we were kicked off the air. So I have a tremendous love for Pugs and Kelly. So very sad. Kelly passed away, I think, in her sleep, they said. I don't know any details. It happened a few days ago. I just heard about it. But for any Pugs and Kelly fan, I if you know what happened, you know, I just heard about it last night. But she was a really nice person.
Well, rest in peace to Kelly from Pugs and Kelly. And you really...
rest in peace to Miss Kelly. Absolutely. Shout out to Pugs, putting that, all that information out there. Yeah. I would never know without Pugs, man.
Lucius, that was a Live 105.3, right?
Yes. Yeah, I was addicted to that station.
Okay.
Even when I worked at another station, I was like, I worked at a hip-hop station. I had a night show, right?
Yeah.
And I would drive. It was in Austin, but I have to drive back here to Dallas, you know, to see my family sometimes on the weekends. And the first thing I did, as soon as I get in the area, I'm popping into Live 105.3 so I can hear it.
Wow.
Usually caught like a... Tom Likas.
Yeah.
And Dr. Drew. But man, I used to listen to the station.
Did Tom come on after Russ?
Yeah.
So it was Pugs and Kelly, Russ, Tom Likas.
Yeah. Hell of a lineup, bro. It was an amazing station. That's the reason why I'm here right now. Because of that station. Jagger in the morning and everything. All right. That's it for me. This was a Toxic Tuesday.
My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be back tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'm talking about the body of water, and that's my time. Holla.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Crushing it as always. LA Live every day at 5:40-ish. Right here in the G-Bag Nation during the Expressway. All right, to Around the Bases, brought to you by Uber Eats. We might get Jared Sandler to pop on with us as we talk things baseball here. More bad news for the Baltimore Orioles. We'll get you set for Rangers-Pirates Game 2. That's next in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.